Magnificent Montague, starring Monty Woolley. Yes, it's the Magnificent Montague, the Saturday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by Chesterfield, always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking, plus no unpleasant aftertaste, and that's the biggest plus in cigarette history. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television. And by Anacin, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. But before we hear from the Magnificent Montague, let's hear from Chesterfield.
You see it in the newspapers. No unpleasant aftertaste. You hear it on the radio. No unpleasant aftertaste. You see it on television. No unpleasant aftertaste when you smoke Chesterfield. It's the biggest plus in cigarette history. Science discovered it. You can prove it. Science discovered that of all brands tested, Chesterfield, and only Chesterfield, leaves no unpleasant aftertaste.
Prove it yourself. Smoke a pack of Chesterfields. They're always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking. And Chesterfield is the cigarette that leaves no unpleasant aftertaste.
That's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
No unpleasant aftertaste.
Science discovered it. Prove it yourself. Buy Chesterfield today.
And now, the Magnificent Montague. Age mellows most men, but Edwin Montague today is as big a troublemaker as he's ever been. Perhaps this is due to the fact that today, the Magnificent Montague of former Shakespearean theater fame is Uncle Goodhart, hero of an afternoon radio program. And awaiting his arrival from his broadcast to Lily, his wife, and Agnes, the Montague maid. Lily is busy setting the dinner table, since Agnes has more important things to do. She's listening to a baseball game.
That loads the bases for the Dodgers. The bases are FOB, full of Brooklyns. And here comes Duke Snyder.
Agnes, Agnes.
What is it, honey? Can't you see I'm busy?
Here's the pitch, and it's over for a strike.
Come on, lover boy.
Here comes the next pitch. He swings, strike two.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Yes.
He's my dream boat. Come on, Dookie Wookie.
The pitcher winds up. Here comes the ball. Snyder swings. Snyder strikes out.
What a bum.
Well, the Dodgers lose the ball game.
Well, so long, honey.
Well, where are you going?
Just to kill myself.
Well, the Dodgers cause you so much grief. Switch to another team.
What team?
The Giants.
Honey, you just said a dirty word.
Well, I guess being a Dodger fan keeps your mind occupied. You see, Edwin's been so nervous lately. Wish he would get interested in baseball.
Say, he'd probably make a good umpire. He wouldn't need a little broom. He could just bend over and dust off home plate with his beard.
Oh, now, stop joking. I'm worried about Edwin. He hasn't been able to sleep. The traffic noise keeps him awake. Those horns.
And when he does get to sleep, it's his horn that keeps me awake. What a snore.
Well, that's silly. If Edwin snores, he does it lightly.
Are you kidding? When that monster lets loose a blast, ships are afraid to come into New York Harbor.
Stop exaggerating. We have to do something about getting him to sleep. He won't take sleeping pills. He says they're habit forming. I could only find some sedative that would get him to sleep.
Say, I'd love to try out a new kind of sedative on him. It's called a sledgehammer.
Now, Agnes.
It's not habit forming.
Stop.
He wouldn't live long enough to get into the habit.
Agnes, he'll be home any minute. Now, get his dinner ready.
Say, how about me making him some meatballs and spaghetti? That should relax him.
Relax him?
He'll never get up from the table.
Oh, please. Wonder what's keeping him. Oh, that's Edwin.
I'll get the door. It's him, all right. Mr. Coffee Nerves.
Ah, Agnes, you're still with us. I thought you were traded to the Yankees. Or don't they need another bat?
Edwin, don't start with her.
Open the window. It's stifling in here. Lily, that traffic. Our street is getting worse every day. Traffic jammed. It took me half an hour to get to the door today. They just have to get rid of some of that traffic.
Now, Edwin, there's nothing you can do about the traffic. Our street is just too narrow.
Well, then let's have it widened.
Let's have it widened, he says. It ain't like the seat of your pants, you know. We just can't keep letting it out like we've been doing since you've been eating regularly.
Ah, lovely Agnes. You talking about figures, our little Venus. You look as though you'd been poured into that dress. Too bad it all settled on the bottom.
Edwin, don't be crude. Don't criticize Agnes's figure.
You criticize? She has a patriotic figure. A perfect 76.
Hey, Chubby, why don't you wear geranium in your vest? You got the pot for it.
Stop this incessant bickering. Edwin, just because the traffic and the heat has you on edge...
Well, there's nothing I can do about the heat, but I'm certainly going to do something about widening the street.
Oh, Edwin, what can you do?
I'm going to call the mayor.
Edwin, don't be silly. The mayor of New York has enough to do without being telephoned by every citizen.
Oh, so I'm just a citizen now. Give me that phone. I'm calling City Hall.
Edwin, the mayor...
The mayor will remember me. He said if I ever want a favor... This is Edwin Montague. I'd like to speak to the mayor, Jimmy Walker.
Edwin, the mayor's name is Impellatieri.
What's happening to New York? You turn your back and there's a new mayor.
Hello.
Connect me with the mayor's office. Tell him it's the Magnificent Montague. He must remember me from the Merchant of Venice.
Thank you.
Department of Marcus, what is this?
Oh, no, now starts the parade of red tape.
A parade? Thank you. Street cleaning department, where's the parade?
Parade?
How many people, any horses?
Now, wait. Oh, just wait, I just want to make a little report.
Thank you. Parole, bud. Where's your report today?
Now the parole board. Oh, this is murder.
Police department, don't touch that body.
I won't. Now listen, this has gone too far. It's gone far enough. I'm a citizen and I'm getting burned up.
Fire department, can you put it out yourself?
I'll have you all put out. Bureaucrats.
Now, Edwin, there's nothing you can do about the street.
There isn't, eh? I'm starting a petition. We, the people of East 61st Street, in order to form a more perfect street...
Hello? Yes, this is headquarters for the Citizens Emergency Committee for the widening of East 61st Street. Agnes, the recording secretary, speaking. Huh? When's the street rally? That was last night. Yes, Mr. Montague spoke. You missed it. Lucky you.
Well, Agnes, did you send all the petitions over to City Hall?
I dropped them off while I was on picket duty in front of the mayor's house.
Oh, the whole street is involved. Isn't it wonderful how Edwin went from door to door and everybody signed the petition?
Who knew what they were signing? They took one look at his beard and thought they were ordering Fuller brushes.
Oh, Edwin amazes me. The way he's worked... Oh, that's Edwin.
I'll get the door. Here he is, fighting Ed Montague.
Never mind. Well, Lily, the struggle is over.
Over?
Agnes, open the window.
Okay.
Well, Lily?
Edwin, I don't hear a thing.
That's it. We've won. 61st Street is quiet at last. They've roped off the street. No traffic is allowed.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm proud of you, Edwin.
And now let me sit down and enjoy the fruits of my labor, the peace, the quiet. This is heaven. Did you say something, Agnes? Lily, what is it?
Well, probably some kid playing in the street.
Whatever that kid's playing with, they dropped it. I'm getting out of here.
Agnes, come back. Edwin, what is it?
Now, let's not get excited. We don't have to lose our heads. Agnes, run down and see what's happened. Lily, you go to the window and look down.
And you come out from under the sofa.
Edwin, the street is swarming with all kinds of equipment and workmen.
Let me look. Lily, they're widening the street.
Well,
what is it, Edwin?
I don't know about you folks, but I just had six villains shaking out of my teeth.
Where's the phone?
Edwin, what are you going to do?
I'm phoning City Hall. This has to stop.
Now, Edwin.
know what it is. They ain't fixing the street. They're playing a new Spike Jones record.
Agnes, this is no time to joke.
Be patient. The street will be finished in a few days. It'll be a beautiful, wide street with no traffic jams. Just as you wanted it.
Lily.
Edmund, it'll be a wonderful street to live on. And you were the one who did it. The people will be grateful.
Lily, you think so?
You're their leader. Well, they might even name the street after you.
They'll name the street after me?
Yeah, Big Mouth Boulevard.
Now, Agnes.
We'll be back to see what happens to East 61st Street and the Magnificent Montague in just a moment. But now, here's a word from RCA Victor. It's yours for the asking. If you're buying a new RCA Victor television set, or if you already own one, the RCA Victor factory service contract is yours for as little as $44.50. And it's a wonderful, practical buy. Here's what you get. The best of 13 standard RCA antennas for your location. Expert prompt service and repairs by RCA's own technicians. Replacement of any part or tube, including the picture tube, for 1 full year. The unique RCA Victor factory service contract, the only national service of its kind in television, assures you top performance year after year from your RCA Victor television receiver. And remember, only RCA Victor owners can buy the RCA Victor factory service contract for installation and maintenance. So make up your mind to buy RCA Victor television. Be sure to see the magnificent Fairfield console television at its finest. And buy RCA Victor's factory service contract when you buy the Fairfield. It has now been a month since Edwin Montague began his fight to have East 61st Street widened. We are back in the apartment.
Out of my ears. There, yeah, what is it?
Did you hear when they'll be finished with the street?
I was talking to the foreman this morning. He was very optimistic.
Oh, what did he say?
He said they'll be out of the trenches by Christmas.
So that's ridiculous. For months now, they've been blasting. Yesterday, they were all ready to pave. Now they're tearing it up again. What happened?
The foreman told me. There was a slight error in the blueprint. They were going in the wrong direction.
The wrong direction?
Yeah, you should have been here yesterday. They were putting a traffic light in the living room.
Oh, Agnes. Stop exaggerating. Oh, poor Edwin. Everybody who he got to sign that petition to have East 61st Street widened is mad at him. Now he's trying to get them to sign petitions to get the street back the way it was. Oh, that's Edwin.
I'll get it.
Oh, Lily.
Here he is, the great white father of East 61st Street.
Quiet, Agnes.
Lily, it's a jungle out there.
Oh, here. Let me scrape some of the clay off of you.
Just let me lie down. The elevators are shut off.
Oh, not again. Your feet are soaked. What happened?
You know that main water line the master workmen outside have been trying to find for 3 weeks now?
Yes.
They found it. Our lobby is flooded.
That's terrible.
You know that dentist who has one of the offices on the ground floor?
Yes. Dr. Stone?
He's washed up. $3,000 of his equipment just floated out into the street.
Well, how about the other offices?
They're all closed, all except Dr. Guckle.
The psychiatrist?
Yes. His couch sunk.
He's carrying on?
Oh, yes. His patients lie down in the canoe.
I almost believed you for a while.
Lily, anything can happen now. Have you seen the street? Nothing but a jumble of gas pipes, wires, mains. It looks like a spaghetti dinner.
Now, they got things mixed up. This morning I turned on the stove and got Amos and Andy.
Oh, this is too much. I'm calling the mayor once more. He's got to make them put the street back together the way it was. Who needs a wide street? Where's the phone? Is it still cut off?
Oh, no. The mental wizard's finally got it connected again.
Good. I'll pick it up and get the operator.
You'll pick it up and get a face full of hot water.
Oh, no. Not the water again. I wanted to take a shower.
Are you kidding? I turned on the shower this morning.
Well, what happened?
It defrosted the refrigerator.
Oh, stop this joking, both of you. It isn't so bad. I've asked our landlord, Mr. Benson, to step in and see if anything can be done about the pipes.
Benson, the landlord? Lily, you know he's not allowed in this apartment.
Now, Edwin, you know the fights you and Mr. Benson get into.
Wait, Lily, I have it. The answer.
What?
Our landlord. The city won't listen to me anymore about stopping them from widening the street, but if a property owner like Benson signs my petition...
Mm. Oh, that's Mr. Benson. Oh, please, Edwin, go to your den.
Don't worry, Lily. Let him in, Agnes.
Okay. Ah, hello, Mr. Benson.
Hello.
Come in, Mr. Benson.
Hello, Mrs. Montague. I've been checking up on those pipes and...
Hello, Mr. Benson.
Oops. I'll be back later when he's gone.
My dear Benson.
Now, look, Montague, I don't want any trouble with you.
No, Benson, old man.
Old man. I was a young man until you moved into my building. Look, Montague, remember the proposition I gave you 10 years ago? Live here. Don't pay any rent. Only leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Mr. Benson, I want to be your friend.
I'm a landlord. I'm not allowed to have friends.
Now, Benson, I'm very fond of you. I'm forever talking about you to my wife.
I talk about you, too, Mr. Montague. But I don't use that language in front of my wife.
Benson, I never thanked you for painting the apartment. It came out just the color I wanted.
After 35 coats.
Perhaps I have been a little finicky in the past, but you've been wonderful through it all. That's why I want you to... I want to do something for you.
You want to do something for me?
Yes. I'm going to give you the opportunity to put your name on this petition, which I am sending to the city hall, which will stop all this racket and horrible mess and keep our little streets the way it was.
Another petition, Mr. Montague?
Yes.
And you want me to sign it?
Here's a fountain pen.
No, don't give me that pen. I'll plunge it right into your heart.
Benson!
You must be out of your mind. You with your big mouth and petitions ruined my building, ruined the street, ruined the neighborhood. And you want me to sign something else? You're a menace. You're a fiend.
Benson, you regret this.
I'll regret what? What more can you do to me?
All right, Mr. Benson, you asked for it.
What?
We're moving out.
I beg your pardon?
I said we're moving out.
You're moving out?
We're getting out of here immediately.
Well, Edwin, we can't. You signed a lease.
Never mind the lease. I'll tear it out. I'll tear it up. He's moving out.
Mr. Benson.
You're all witnesses. He said he was moving out. You heard him. I'll throw a party, a block party. There'll be dancing in the street. Beer for everybody.
Mr. Benson.
I'll celebrate. Everybody, let's break free from us. Montague is moving. He's moving out.
Well, you made him happy. Now make us happy and move out alone.
Oh, quiet. Lily, it was the only way out.
Where are we going to find another apartment?
From the real estate agent who got us this one. Remember, he offered us 10 apartments to choose from.
But that was 20 years ago. Things are different today. There's an apartment shortage.
Oh, that's just real estate propaganda. What was the name of that real estate agent? Oh, yes, I remember. The Paramount Real Estate Agency. I still remember the office in the Paramount building. I'll get right up there, start packing our things. We'll have a new department when I come home. Hello? What? The Paramount Real Estate Agency? No. They haven't had this office for 10 years. We're in here now. This is the New York office for the Fairview Cemetery. That's quite all right. Goodbye. Now let's see the plots we have left. Come in, friend.
I knew I remembered the office.
And what can I do for you, my friend?
I'm Edwin Montague. I'm looking for a nice, quiet place.
This is the place. I'm sure we have something for you.
And my wife told me there was a shortage.
Well, friend, things are a little tight right now. But there's always room for one more. Good. Now we have a nice new section that just opened up. You'd like to read some literature we have on it?
Please, now I haven't much time.
Isn't that the way it always is? Too many people put it off until it's too late.
Well, not me. I've had enough. I've just got to be in a place that's nice and quiet.
Ah, you love Fairview. Fairview sounds like a nice section. Lovely. Rolling hills, flowers, trees that seem to whisper, rest, weary traveler, rest in peace.
I like that. It's time I settled down.
And it's only 20 minutes from Times Square. Your friends can come out on Sundays. Now, how much space will you need?
Well, and there's just my wife, myself, and our maid, Agnes.
Oh, you want your maid to be with you. That's sweet. Some people want a big place all to themselves. They don't care what happens to their maid.
Oh, believe me, I don't care what happens to our maid either. But if we don't take her along, my wife won't come along.
Stubborn, eh? Well, you're making no mistake. We have a little slogan. When you come to Fairview, you've come home to stay.
Dad, I like this place more and more. I've always been a city man myself, but this Fairview, it sounds like real living.
Well, we've never gone that far in our advertising. let me see. Here we are. Here's something that you like. A nice little one-family layout.
Good. Is it stucco?
Oh, dear, no. All marble.
Marble? Well, that's too cold.
Too cold?
I'd keep the neighbors up all night with my sneezing.
Mr. Montague! No one can sneeze that loud.
Look, it's getting late. Give me the papers and sign. I trust you people. The last place you put me in, I stayed for 22 years.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I like it all right, but it got too noisy, so we decided to get up and get out.
You did?
My good man, why are you staring at me like that?
I knew if I stayed in this business long enough, I'd see one.
Oh, stop this shilly-shally and get the place ready. I want to move in tonight.
Tonight? That's impossible. The diggers are off after 5.
Diggers? What is this, Fairview, a cemetery?
Well, yes. What did you think it was, an apartment house?
Dad, let me out of here.
Well, Mr. Montague, if you have no children, if you have good references, I'll be glad to sublet my apartment to you while I'm in Europe.
No, thank you, Mrs. Devanta. I've been in and out of every apartment in New York today.
You can move right in. Here's the key.
A place at last. Have a nice trip, Mrs. Devanta.
Thank you. And don't forget to feed Cuckoo and Boo-Boo.
Yes, now that... Who are Cuckoo and Boo-Boo?
My French poodles. Here, Cuckoo and Boo-Boo. Meet Mr. Montague.
Get them off. Get them off. Get them off of me. Ow.
They don't know you yet.
Now, look.
And whatever you do, Mr. Montague, don't let the cat get in my bird.
Let me out of here.
You'll never regret signing this lease, Mr. Montague.
It's just what I want. You say it's a brand new building?
Right in the middle of Manhattan. 6 rooms, terrace, view of the park, 24-hour elevator service, air conditioning, the newest home appliances.
I knew I'd find a place. That's on 72nd and 5th Avenue.
Overlooking the park.
I'll be there tomorrow morning.
That's wonderful. You'll be there for the ceremonies.
What ceremonies?
We're breaking ground for the building.
Breaking ground? When can I move in?
Well, it'll be all ready for you in October 1957.
I give up. I'm going home.
Edwin. Oh, here, sit down. You look exhausted.
Well, we're all packed and ready to move. The landlord helps us.
Where's our new apartment, Edwin?
Please, don't mention that word. You should be sit here and... Lily, what's happened?
Well, what do you mean, Edwin?
Listen, it's so quiet.
Oh, Edwin, haven't you noticed? They finished widening the street. Here, look out the window.
Lily, it's beautiful. Trees, flowers in the middle. So peaceful now.
Everything is working again. The water, the stove, the electricity.
I turned on the gas this afternoon, just stood there and sniffed. It was wonderful.
The landlord even painted the bathroom for the new tenants.
The new what?
Now, Edwin, you gave notice.
I'll get it.
Lily, we can't move. This is heaven.
Edwin, the landlord tore up our lease.
Oh, Mr. Benson.
Still here, eh?
Look, Mr. Benson.
Out. Out. I'd like to show Mrs. Papko through her new apartment.
If they're not
rooms today.
Oh, come right in, Mrs. Papko. You'll love this apartment.
I just know I will.
Oh, you like the neighbors, too. Arthur Murray has a place right above us.
Oh, Arthur Murray lives here?
No, he just has his tap dancing classes upstairs.
Tap dancing?
That's a lie.
Mrs. Papko, you haven't lived until you've had plaster fall into your soup.
Oh. Montague, you won't get away with this.
Mrs. Papko, one thing I can say for this apartment, there are no mice.
No mice?
Of course no mice.
Yes, the roaches got rid of them.
Oh, where's the door? Edwin.
Billy, I can't give up this wonderful apartment. Listen how quiet it is. It's heaven. Home, sweet home. What is it?
Vincent, what's happening? What's happening? You're asking? It's that new petition you started.
You mean?
Yes, they're putting the street back the way it was.
Every day, you hear more and more about an incredibly fast way to relieve the pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. It's Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Ask for Anacin at any drug counter.
Listen again next week, friends, to The Magnificent Montague, starring Marty Woolley. The Saturday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television. And by Anacin, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. The Magnificent Montague, created and directed by Nat Hiken, was written by Nat Hiken and Billy Friedberg. Ann Seymour was Lily, Pert Kelton was Agnes. Also heard tonight were Art Carney, Jackson Beck, Abby Lewis, and Danny Ocko. This is Don Pardo speaking.
Tomorrow, hear Archie Andrews and Quiz Kids on NBC.